Morning, Lewis, and welcome back to UK Business Morning.
Morning, Alice. Guess what? A very interesting report came out this morning from CGA by NIQ. It shows that Britain's leading restaurant groups actually had a year-on-year growth of 1.8% in delivery and takeaway sales in May.
I see, that's a positive sign, but I'm curious, how does that compare to previous months?
Well, it's the highest figure of 2025 so far. But it's also a return to growth after a 0.6% drop in April, when the weather was really nice and people were dining out more.
Ah, so the weather played a big role here, right?
Exactly. May was cooler and wetter, which pushed more people to stay in and order food at home. That really helped the takeaway and delivery business.
That makes sense. I wonder how this compares with overall restaurant sales.
Good point. When we look at the CGA RSM Hospitality Business Tracker, it showed a year-on-year drop of 2.5% in total sales for managed restaurant groups last month. So while at-home sales are up, overall sales are still down.
That's an important contrast, but the growth in delivery and takeaway is still below the UK inflation rate of 3.4%, right?
Right, that's the tricky part. Even though it's a positive number, it's not enough to keep up with rising prices, so the real gains are still limited.
So the weather really helped with one segment, but the overall picture is still challenging for restaurants.
That's right. And it was deliveries that did the best, with like-for-like growth of 4.1%. That's the best figure so far this year.
Wow, that is so cool, but what about takeaways and click and collect?
Those actually fell by 2.1%. So while delivery did well, the other channels didn't perform as well.
That's an interesting split. So overall order numbers across all channels went up by 10.2% compared to May 2024.
Yes, that's right. The total combined delivery, takeaway and click and collect sales were 13.7% higher than in May 2024.
I see. What's the breakdown of spending across the different channels?
Deliveries accounted for 13.5 pence in every pound spent with participating restaurants in May, while takeaways attracted 5 pence. So deliveries are clearly the bigger driver.
That's quite a big difference, right?
Very much so. And Carl Chessel from CGA by NIQ said that while deliveries are a bright spot, the overall growth of 1.8% is still not enough to offset the sharp increase in costs like employers' pay and national insurance from April.
So the industry is still under pressure.
Exactly. And with the unpredictable British summer weather, it's going to be tough to get consistent, real terms growth in either eat-in or at-home sales.
That's a great summary, Lewis. So it seems like the restaurants are navigating a tough environment, but deliveries are giving them a bit of a reprieve.
Absolutely. It's a mixed bag, but at least there's a positive trend in the right channels.
Thanks for that insight, Lewis. That's a wrap for now. Stay tuned for more business news tomorrow.
Until then, good morning.